Okay. Hi, everyone. I just want to give you a big thank you for your time and attention before I start my speech. How can Rotary make the ideas and dreams of everyday people like me and you come true and known to the public? How can they use stories and learn from the past to give us a better future? Giving people of different ethnic backgrounds, religions, and different parts of this country come and share their stories to spread awareness. Daily tasks that we may do might be different from them. Growing up as a teen in a small country town like Princeton is completely different than growing up in a big town like Chicago. That's where my dad grew up, right in the middle of the bad part of town. His friends being killed in drive-bys, or him having to look over his shoulder anywhere he went. Here, where we live, it's safe to let your kids go for a walk in town to Butler to play basketball without having to worry about them being shot from just walking home or to the basketball courts. His experiences make him want guns off the street, and having a safe place to share those ideas, like Rotary, through Rotary, would give him a voice. That way some young man isn't having to carry his best friend's casket. My grandmother is another great example. At 18 years old, she married my grandfather, a U.S. soldier, and left her home country to move here to the U.S., leaving her family behind to go to a place that she has never been before. Fighting to get her green card was a massive legal battle, even though she was married to a U.S. soldier. Now that she is officially a U.S. citizen and has been for a very long time, she faces challenges when she goes out. She doesn't look or talk like you and me. She has an accent that you'll notice as soon as you talk to her, or her dark complexion. She gets looks from kids and adults like she's not supposed to be here, like she's not even American like you and me. It's even stranger when I was younger. People used to ask if she was my nanny. Not the type of nanny where I was her granddaughter, but the type that takes care of your kids. I was a very light baby, and her being dark-complexioned person, people thought that she may have taken care of me for my parents. And her having to explain that she was my actual family, and that I wasn't kidnapped, and that she wasn't my nanny. To be able to share her story and give people that are just like her, immigrants here into the U.S. a voice through Rotary to give their ideas and their stories and the way that Rotary can help make it easier on them. Rotary would allow them to show that not all families look the same. Something that we see that is not very common here, but it is in other areas, is families that have two moms or two dads. It's not something that everybody supports, but it is a part of their lives. But it is also their way of life and the way they choose to live it. Giving the LGBTQ+ community a voice, even though it's not something everyone supports. Everyone deserves a voice, and this can be achieved through Rotary. Throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, anyone who was Asian faced hate from anyone who wasn't of the same ethnicity, being ambushed and assaulted on the way home because they were the reasons why COVID was here. We know that isn't true, and most of these people were born here like you and me. Working in a medical facility and patients asking for a non-Asian doctor or nurse, but they were the same as any other doctor or nurse because they were U.S. citizens and they lived here just like me and you. Rotary could share these stories and give life to these people and their hardships to show that they are the same as you and me to other people. By spreading positive and factual information, some of the Asian hate could have been lessened or prevented from the start. Stopping the conspiracy theories before they start by proving factual information from our Rotary leaders, by reaching out to those that are in power in our communities. This may be a touchy subject for some of you, but natural disasters are a thing, and I have seen it firsthand, just like most of us have. The tornado that hit almost a little over a year ago devastated parts of Princeton, Dawson, and Mayfield. This was a scary time, not knowing what happens next. Cleaning up my house that was lost and seeing my hometown destroyed, I didn't know how else I could help. The next time something like this happens, we, Rotary, should be there as relief, spreading resources like water, blankets, towels, anything that we could to these people in the communities to show that there will be better times that are approaching and not everything is lost. Clean water and shelter, even if it was temporary, would help in those situations, and a place to go with smiling faces and welcoming arms. Giving life and meaning to these ideas is what makes Rotary Rotary, spreading love, kindness throughout the streets of this country. Small town voices like my family to bigger leaders of this country is what Rotary strives for. Imagine what Rotary can do by helping and sharing ideas of men and women across the U.S. They choose to share the ideas, and we need to help them and support them and get the word out there. As Rotary, you should want to share similar stories and hope for a better future by leaving it better than we found it, to show hope, kindness, and most importantly, love. Thank you.